and I'm your guest host from Canada, joining you as part of the American Posse to present Christopher Fulton, author of The Inheritance to the World, and to do so in probably a different light than you may get in corporate media, because we know what the fight is here at Power Hour Nation. We're involved in it very, very thickly. We have been for many, many years, and I've been affiliated with the show for many, many years as a caller, a guest, and now a guest host, to even up the score a little bit, because freedom should not perish from this earth without a good fight. And it was like I was teasing at the start of the show, you know, you got to be like Popeye, got to blow into my corn cob pipe, roll up my sleeves and start swinging and get that information out there to people to give you that chance. And hopefully that you disseminate it and spread it around too, so that we're all on the same tree. We are vermin to our leaders. Don't ever think for even the slightest moment that they have any feelings, mercy, or generosity to you in any way, shape, or form. As Christopher alluded to in his book, and as he started to get at about this madman World War III that they were planning to bestow upon us, they do feasibility studies, casualty counts. You know how many Americans they were going to kill back then to do a first strike on Russia? They were prepared to take 42 million dead. All right? Now, you look at who are the progeny of these people way back then, and probably a good part of the listening audience wouldn't be here today because you wouldn't have had parents or grandparents down the road, or if you were alive as a small child, you would have been melted away in some type of thermonuclear war that would have just completely, totally destroyed you. And, you know, death would be the best part of it, because that we wouldn't have to suffer with these horrific burns and stuff. I know once I knew a military officer, and, you know, the only reason he kept a gun was to shoot himself in case this happened, because he wouldn't want to live with these horrific burns. And he knew that from his training, you know, what it's going to be, what it means, what the heat is. You know, when they did those big H-bomb tests in the South Pacific, you look at any documentary on that about the scientists who were there, and, you know, they just called it just an open hell, and they wished every leader in the world could sit near this heat, even though they're many, many, many long miles away in a bunker, and feel it and know it for what it truly is, and to be completely and totally unprotected to this, and to have leaders that are going to actually take you there to do it and think that that's okay. Don't ever for a minute think that you can trust them with power, or that anywhere along the line in these other smaller stepping stones to deprive you of liberty and destroy the republic, that they're not prepared to cause casualties. But some people just seem to have it in their minds like the government is some kind, benevolent force like Mary Poppins and would never hurt you. That's pretty much their sole reason for being. They do it, it's like they're purposely genociding the people of Earth. Joyce and I did shows like that about the Gulf oil disaster, the Fukushima disaster, and it's like they're unleashing the monster on us, to putting these, like, Corexit in the water so that we all get diseases and die, and release all this radiation to destroy the Pacific. It's like this is rodent eliminator, bug spray to kill us all. So I've lost all that illusion of some kind, magnanimous, beautiful power at the top. We shot him dead in 1963, and anyone who else came close. I always joke with people, say, well, how do you know you got an honest politician? He's the one with a bullet hole in him. And God loved him, too, because he survived. And that's about the only way you're ever going to tell. But when the media just jumps all over these people and holds them up as saints and saviors and such, that is all part of a big disinformation piece. And one of the things that I never knew before until I read Christopher's book, he was talking about a CIA dispatch. And he got this from Argus Gregorius, who was an ambassador to Moscow or something like this. CIA dispatch 1035-960 in 1967 on how they were purposely to organize and mislead the public on the assassination. And a lot of times I've been in debates and say, oh, come on, you think there's people in like some kind of back room that decide, you know what, things are good. There's the number of it right there, baby. We should go back in time and bring that up as a talking point. And then Mr. Clinton did the same thing, too, by controlling the Freedom of Information Act and access to the assassination records. He hid things from us, and then George Bush, after him, did it after 9/11 when we were just rolling off the mat from being knocked down in a knockout punch. We're coming back up, and he's hustled out Kennedy information forever to destroy it, because even inside the World Trade Centers were records on the assassination and Lee Harvey Oswald, and they went up in a flame and Zambuki in Manhattan. This is America. These are our so-called leaders, leaders of hell. When you were in jail, you talked about a man named Tech. His name's John. Real name is Jonathan, as I recall. Easy for me to remember because my son's name is Jonathan. And he had inside information on many, many things. And he was reviewing your file. What were some of the secrets that he was starting to allude to for you?
Well, I mean, this person was one of the brightest individuals that I've ever encountered. And, of course, I probably would never meet someone like this if it wasn't for prison. I should probably address this, is the fact that so many people out there want to know the truth, and they want to know things and understand them. But in the Kennedy assassination, the evidence from the very beginning, the very foundations of this, it was a planned coup in the United States. So the information that came out from the very onset of this is false. People are studying things that aren't correct and seeing information that isn't correct and then basing assumptions or great a deal of time invested in that kind of information, which doesn't take them down the path of truth. You know, the people that were involved in anything that has to do with truth are mostly imprisoned, killed, these type of things, and this is where the sources are. But the media doesn't like to talk to these kind of individuals because that can upset the apple cart. That could disturb billion-dollar industry. That could change the structure. And so I find myself in that kind of position. But Tech was also, or Jonathan was also the type of individual that had broken into their systems of decryption and understanding of what was going on, the truth of how these people were operating in the world, and was much brighter than them, and that they couldn't turn him to work for them, they had to imprison him. And of course, once we came in contact with each other, he enlightened me on this was in a context that isn't what I'm not looking at a small, minute piece of time. He opened me up to a worldwide piece of time, backing me up off a situation and saying, you're part of a very large piece of history that's been going on for a very long time, even prophesized, biblical. This is a battle of humanity. This is a battle that's been in the cosmos. It's not a minute detail, a minute piece of information. And so being exposed to that kind of person was extremely enlightening, but at the same time, I was having a hard time mentally keeping up with this individual's trying to transpose to me, because I was being enlightened very quickly on a large scale of a large amount of information that I wasn't privy to before his meeting. I should say this, that, you know, in writing this book, I've been contacted by many different people, some of them in the intelligence services. I'd reached out to and made a phone call to one of Lyndon Johnson's Secret Service agents. And I had exposed what I knew about what happened and what the orders he had been given and what had happened that day. Well, it was not a good conversation. And even though the man was, you know, elderly at this stage, he was very smart, bright, articulate. He immediately asked for the FBI to trace the phone call and to find out what my agenda was and to make sure that this call was being recorded. And I said, with no disrespect, if we want to end the call, we can end the call and do it mutually and don't worry about it. But I got contacted by someone in the CIA after that, and I was told, don't ever do that again. Don't ever contact someone that's been in operational conditions who's retired and on an open line, discuss with them operations. And I said, I agreed. I said, I won't do that again. Then we got into discussion. He said, Christopher, God help us all if any of these weapons, these new weapons that they have in the world are unleashed. God will not have the ability to cry a lot loud enough. Because when you're talking about weapons of the 1960s, we are so advanced of that now. And his great fear, like mine, was that these weapons were ever utilized for purpose, whether they be a false flag agenda or anything else. You know, the whole idea is if you can use the government of Russia and the government of the United States is really investing highly right now into limited capacity new weapons, smaller weapons that could be utilized in a small capacity that may not trigger an all-out event, but could be used for false flags or that type of thing. And the idea is to be able to utilize that, maybe go into martial law or change the Constitution and so forth and so on. But this gentleman in the CIA, just like myself, has a feeling that once those kind of weapons are unleashed, and President Kennedy felt the same way, that the living will envy the dead, because we've lost it all. We've lost our humanity. We've lost whether you survive it or not. One of the people that I met when I was in prison was a Catholic priest. I was appalled that this priest and these two nuns were put into federal prison under the harshest conditions. People were being beaten to death. We had German shepherds coming at us. We were stripped naked and searched on a regular basis every week. We were put through humility that is usually limited to war. And in this hell on earth that I was surviving in, this maximum security pretrial, never even convicted of anything in the United States, here comes this Catholic priest, and why was he there? My God, Father, why are you here? I'm here because I protested the most important thing that's in the world right now is the deployment of nuke weapons. And they gave me the minimum under the federal statutes, which was 6 months, two nuns and myself. I said, my God, Father, you know, I am so appalled that you would be at a place like this. He says, Christopher, don't worry about that. I'm where I should be, where I can do the most good. I'm here for purpose, for trying to help humanity. And the people that are here are being prosecuted and persecuted and losing their lives. And yet they will come and meet with us and talk with us and sit down, read the Bible, read the Word of God. And I have more capacity and love for these people than I do for my own congregation outside, who have the freedoms that they enjoy and don't recognize what those freedoms have cost, what they mean. I've been under life-changing situations, and once exposed, the great sorrow that it causes in your soul does not dissipate. And when you speak of these individuals that are in our leadership roles as being a joke, they are a joke. This isn't high school that we're in. We cannot accept that kind of behavior any longer. We need mature people, people that we have a trust in, someone that you would leave your children with, because that's exactly what you're doing. We're all in the same boat. We're all leaving our children's future and everything we built and everything we love in the hands of these ridiculous, pompous, undermining individuals. And if you think government is going to save you or help you in any capacity, you are greatly mistaken. I watched the process of the Justice Department. They have no interest in the case of 9/11. They have no interest in the case of the Kennedy assassination. They have no interest in anything that's perpetuating truth it would open up the agenda of what the reality of this of these situations are. They would rather annihilate someone who has trying to help. And how are we going to propagate ourselves as a species or do anything better in the world or solve these problems that we have if you're going to put down the best and the brightest and kill them off or put them in prison? It's up to the people of the world to unite and take back what's rightfully theirs. This is our world. This is our time. We have all been touched by God. That's why we're here. And we have worth and we have value. Don't forever let anybody tell you that you do not. Because that's exactly what the federal government did to me and many others. You are worthless. You are garbage. We'd rather put a bullet in your head than have to deal with you. Don't ever let these people convince you that you are worthless and do not have value in the world. God put you here. You cover the ground that you stand on, and you make it count. If not, why are we here? What are we doing here? We're here to love each other and to help each other. We're here to give our knowledge and pass it along to the future generations, to love our children, and to know that they're protected and that they're in good hands. And we are not in good hands. Whether you're looking at the President of the United States and watching this dog and pony show ridiculousness, whether you go to the CIA and looking at them as their world agenda of commerce to keep control of the world, whether you're looking at the banking system and their interest in continual perpetuation of domination through a monetary system. But they'll do anything to keep you from the real agenda, which is us. Because like you said earlier, we don't matter to them worth a damn. When they told me in prison that if a nuke exchange or something had happened, any atomic detonation, we will come in and put a bullet in your head, nothing personal, but you're an enemy of the state. This is a great awakening for me. And anyone else has been exposed to the realities of where we find ourselves. And I reach out to everyone who's listening now. Please make our lives, everyone's lives, count. Don't let this be the generation that will throw everything away. The people that founded the United States, the people that wrote the Constitution, paid a great price for that. The people of commerce destroyed these individuals. Some of them died, some of them went to prison. But they understood the difference of tyranny and freedom and what it meant and what it could become and how peace could be achieved in that capacity. Common sense. People of understanding, wisdom. Who are we looking towards today that we feel confident about? Who are our heroes now? Where are they?
Well, my big answer to that one always was, Christopher, if I may interject, is look in the mirror and see who's there. You have to be the hero.
Michael Jackson said the same thing, the man in the mirror. He wrote the song, listen to the words.
Indeed, indeed.
It's correct. It's correct.
And you have to be there. It's we, the people. A government of, by, and for the people. So when you look in the mirror...
We are the government. We are
the government.
We are the United States. We are the world. That's
because they told you in one of these hearings, they said, who are you to have this evidence? Who are you to question anything? You are the government. That's who you are.
They also told Jesus Christ, who is he to come into the world? And to tell
and
the
I
great
think
people,
using logic with this, we can see who those people are. They are the instruments of evil, of Satan himself. Because they ask the same questions under the same circumstances to the same godly people. And the answer is still the same. The question is still the same. And that's why
I don't believe at this stage that you can diminish evil from the world. It is perpetuated beyond all boundaries and controls through technology and so forth, and hidden agendas and corporations, banking, et cetera, governments. But I think we're going to have to make some kind of stand here and say, listen, it's enough. This will stop. And this evil will no longer continue to perpetuate, and we're going to now be flashlights in the great battery of light, all of us. Load that flashlight with a battery of each one of us, and that light will let that darkness recede. Let it recede. Let it keep going. Let it go back as where it came from. And the foundations of time. But that light that we shine must go around the world, and we must have an optimism, a hope for the future, and not be lied to any longer, and deviated from purpose.
Well, I agree with you 100% there. Jesus said the truth would set us free, and I'm a big believer in that. That is the key to our shackles, is the truth, and that's why the state and the criminals that work for the state or are the state, embedded with the state, do so much to conceal that truth, to lock it away, to destroy it, to mutilate it, to tamper with it, is so that we never have the key to our shackles. And when we see it, if we say it, we unlock those shackles, and that is the ultimate emancipation proclamation, is the truth. And we have to all work together to get that truth. And that's something John Kennedy stood for. That's something Christopher Fulton gave up the best years of his life to maintain, to go through. You know, like I said, I rival the North Koreans, the Vietnamese, or the Chinese to have a prison system worse than what he went through. And, you know, wars usually end sooner than those years he spent there. Things have to change. Part of it is prayer. Pray for these prisoners, political prisoners, held right here in the United States of America without any hope or light. Pray for them, because you're praying for yourself. On the other side of the break, George Freund, Christopher Fulton will continue.
Hi, this is Jay at the Pyro Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And Unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Paramol began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Froy. Joining us today, Christopher Fulton, author of The Inheritance, The Rosetta Stone to the Kennedy Assassination, John Kennedy's Wristwatch. We didn't talk too much about that because there was so much background material in Christopher's book that just has to be brought to light. And it's like you said, you know, we got to put these batteries in the flashlight. We need a spotlight, never mind, you know, the really big spotlight, because these things are so important, especially for the people that he met in prison that are being held as political prisoners right here, terra firma, the United States. Political prisoners. The jails are full of them, and they twist and manipulate laws like the tax laws to turn you into a lifelong prisoner when you're a nonviolent person who has no bad feelings. But even if you did break, you know, some sort of tax law, you don't deserve to be in prison for the rest of your life for this. So, you know, I have a little quote here that was on my blog with Trudeau. The devil whispered in my ear, "You're not strong enough to withstand the storm." Today I whispered in the devil's ear, "I am the storm." So never forget that. You are the storm. And we put out a prayer request, too. One of the listeners sent me something, and I asked her to remind me, and she was good enough to do it. But I remembered anyway. And a radio host who did a show called Sweet Liberty, Jackie Patru, had some strokes. And she's recovering from, you know, very serious issues. And, you know, if you're of the praying mind, the praying kind, she is an American patriot, too, trying to fight for a better world and restore the republic to what it was. And we ask you to put her on the prayer list, because that's very important that we all pray for each other. It's scientifically proven that we get power by connecting all our frequencies together and making prayer energy. So, you know, don't resist doing that. It's very important. And part of what is important is things that I can tend to forget in the spur of the moment as we get carried on with conversation is the Power Mall promotions, because you remember before I talked to you about which wolf prospers, the one you feed. So if you're going to feed the Power Hour wolf. We're not really a wolf. We're really like a kind, lassy kind of dog. But the December deals, $5 off when you spend $50. Use code DEC for December 5 at checkout. $10 off when you spend $100. Use code DEC10, December 10, at checkout. Coupon cannot be combined with other discounts. Can be used on phone or online orders. Flash sale. Buy one, get 50% off on Grown by Nature potassium and amino acid while supplies last. Because these are the building blocks of life. Why shouldn't you have them in your body and maintain life and health to everything that God intended it to be? You know, one of the most brutal things about tech is they killed him. He knew about 9/11 before 9/11. He said that a lot of these actions put out by the federal government were to bring in gun control to disarm we, the people, the true government. And this is happening all over the world. They did it with John Kennedy. They made a big issue about mail order guns when John was assassinated, but he was killed by the government. And as I did my research on things, it was a large shipment of guns in the school book depository, a whole whack of them. There's a great video series out called The Men Who Killed Kennedy, and I put them on my website and did background research and information and posted lists and got, you know, got pieces of it, you know. And Miss Very Baker, she was getting guns in through New Orleans from South America that couldn't be traced with Lee and Mauser specifically. And they were coming in by a ship, and she goes into great detail on how she came up with the ideas on how to smuggle them into the country. So this had nothing to do. Actually, the Manlinker Carcano didn't work. It took 3 days for the FBI to get it to work. It didn't work. Of course, that's not going to be part and parcel of the information that's going to be presented to you. When they killed Robert, they went right away, oh, we got to have the 1968 Gun Control Act. Which, as I understand it, was a copy of the German Gun Control Act from Schicklgruber's days. And they kill us, and then they blame it on us, and then try to pass laws to disarm us and make us weaker so they can kill us again. And it's a perpetual thing, and Tech knew about that, and he talked about that. And what disturbed me, you know, it brought tears to my eyes, really, because I hate to see a man in a fight that he can't win. And they called an alarm in the jail, and they sent in the riot squad, and they beat him to death. They beat him, and none of the other prisoners can come and help, because if you move, you know, they're going to do you too. And a large group of men came in and beat him to death, and they dragged him out with his head split open and everything draining behind. This is your country. This is your jail. This was your hero, a man no one would ever hear about or ever know about, because he was a political prisoner, if it wasn't for our guest, Christopher Fulton. This man would die in obscurity. No one would ever know his story. It would all be forgotten, and everyone would go to the grave never knowing that a real hero existed who tried to make a difference. And the deep state, which I call, you know, I look at this as, like you said, this is a long-term biblical battle forever, even before biblical times, is we are fighting some type of force that has control over all governments. And the only place I ever found anything that talked about that was the Indian book, the Mahabharata, in Sanskrit. And it's the world's biggest book ever, so I'm not going to be reading it in my lifetime because they'd probably need my lifetime, so I just watched a video on it. But an all-compassing evil force controlled all governments in the world. It was a monolithic battle. High-tech weapons were used by this force, but even with ancient weapons, because we outnumbered them, we won. And there was a time of peace, and then that went out the window, and they came back again. And I think this time they're coming back not overtly, but covertly, by getting control of our leaders, getting control of our systems, getting control of basically our minds through various forms of propaganda. And coming in by those covert means. Those were things that, you know, the military-industrial complex, to be fearful of it, this giant conspiracy that Kennedy talks about, I think they speak about these things in veiled context. And I'm not afraid. That's one thing I always ask God in prayer. Like, why'd you ask me to do this stuff? And he always tells me, because you'll say what needs to be said, and without fear or favor, you'll just say it. You don't care what people think about you or whatever, because I'm telling you what to say and what to think and what to do, and you will be my means to do this. And whether it offends people or whatever, it doesn't matter, you'll say it. and you won't be shy about it. Well, I used to be really shy when I was young. And he goes, well, I built you up for this. This is your job. And I take that very, very seriously because he asked me. And in my prayer, I don't want us to be enslaved. I don't want us to go through eras like in the past with war and violence and evil. I don't want that. Another, you know, really ironic thing to talk about the past is you brought up the Green Lion prophecy. So I looked that up and I found a book that had a quick outlining of it. Why are you all so certain I'm going to die? Do you want me to get killed that much? No. All the gods forbid such a thing. We long for a hero that can help us preserve our freedom after it has been hard won from the dreadful foe. But the prophecies forbid it. All the prophets agree. The alien hero who leads us to freedom shall not walk away from the battle, nor shall he see the attainment of that which he so valiantly sacrificed, everything to win. It is a tragic prophecy. So many prophecies are. And if those two little short paragraphs don't detail it, the picture alone, I put it on my website for the show, I'll have it again, the Green Lion chews out the side of the sun. It's the side of the head that Kennedy was shot on, and blood drips out on the ground, and there's another son in the water, his son, dying in the plane crash. And there's seven stars on the Green Lion, the seven presidents between that time and the next time. It is rather chilling, really, that this prophecy is so bizarre. But that's how deep Christopher's book is and how so important. You know, another thing he mentions is there was an NYPD copper in jail, Nick Lee, who went to get a haircut. Imagine, I go to get a haircut, I end up in federal prison. No, like, there's a life-changing event. I have to get a haircut today myself. And he overheard these guys talking in Arabic, and he didn't know what they were saying, but being a cop, he could smell it wasn't good, so he recorded things, and they took it to someone to translate it, and the translation's telling him they're going to take down the towers. He goes to the federal authorities, and they tell him to stand down. Don't get involved. It's none of your business. It's okay. We're looking after it. And then he pushed a little too far, and they arrested on some kind of BS charges, and he goes to federal prison. A hero, an American hero, an American policeman, a guy who puts it on the line. And he ends up, he's in jail. Excuse me? Pardon me? This is the depth and breadth of this system, people. That good, good Americans, people that should be the heroes of our neighborhoods, our communities, our states, and even running for Congress and the Senate, are rotting away in prison because they know the truth, they spoke the truth, they tried to do something right, and they walked into an ambush. A different kind of ambush, where they become political prisoners of this monster. And that's why it's so important to pray for these people and open the light into these prisons, that this type of system can't exist. When you go to these things, the subpoena stuff, they did this to your mother, to try to lure her into something in a subpoena. Even if you ask me what I said in this show tomorrow, that I have to have perfect 100% memory of every word I said, and then if I make a mistake or I think I said something else or I might have used another context in something, that you're going to say, oh no, I lied. No, I didn't lie, I just couldn't remember what I said because I'm not a machine yet. And that someone could be put in jail for this. It's got to be one of the most abhorrent abuses of process that I've ever heard in my life. So in Canada, you know, usually when we're being in court and testifying stuff, it's like, to the best of my recollection, I think it said this or that or that, because we acknowledge the fact that we are not dictabelts in between our ears to remember every word we said, especially when you're being interviewed for hours and hours and hours and hours under duress, and that someone can turn this around and do this. But to actually do this to your mother just blew me to tears. And then what happened to your wife, I cried for you also, because I just wish that maybe I could have known people then, because one of my top cohorts lives out there, and she would have been probably honored and proud to stand by your wife. The fact that your house is being broken into by spies, you're stealing stuff, and in a moment of rage, anger, desperation. She tries to chase after them. She's in a car accident. The car rolls over, and she dies. And no one checks on the house. And you had dogs, and the dogs were in the house, and they were just left there to die. I can't even imagine that. I think even a lot of criminals would have saved your dogs, the people in prison, but not the people in government, not the people who have badges, not the people who say they're the police, not the people who say they're crown attorneys, district attorneys, jail guards, or anything like that. They don't know that. They're just like the lowest form of scum you could find anywhere. And, you know, I told my children when I used to go to work as a peace officer, you know, there may be a day I don't come home because I got to do something. And I just want you to know that if I don't come home, that I did what I thought was right to the best of my ability. And one of the big things would be, like, you just turn yourself inside out to save a child or to save someone's life. I had to do that a couple of times, and for whatever miracles, God kept me here. And I wouldn't change that, because that's what makes us what we are, or what we should be, or what God wants us to be. And whether, you know, I suffer injuries, or, you know, have to take some kind of calculated risk to do that, there's no greater gift one gives to another than to give their life to save the other. That's, you know, I believe that. I believe that hard enough to do it. And I have no reservations whatsoever. And that's what makes us different. That's what makes us a humanity. That's what makes us a world. And Christopher did that. He didn't know all the things that were going to come down, but this is what came down for this man. This is why he is an American hero. You're lucky I'm not president of the United States, because you'd be having dinner at the White House quite often, and you'd be, you know, someone we name schools after, streets after, and you'd be a role model for children. I'd probably make you some kind of secretary that looks after the prison system to clean it up and turn it into something that I can actually say is a system of rehabilitation, not a concentration camp run by the Nazis. And that would be a giant step in the right direction. And that's probably something you'd go back. As I was alive in the 60s, I remember that. That was kind of the power behind the Democrats of the day, the Kennedys and the people affiliated with them. They would do that. They wanted to make the world a better place. They didn't want this evil, evil system. And taking that away from us is probably one of the greatest crimes ever committed in human history. And it's our job to put it back on the tracks. Part of that job is get Christopher's book. Read it. Read it to your children. Teach your children well. That's that old song from the 60s, too. Teach your children well. You can't teach them any better than to know about what reality is. That's probably why I'm alive. My father taught me a lot about realities. That he said, no, not too many other fathers are going to show you what I'm going to show you. How to survive in an evil world. And it's not what you want to hear, but it's just a fact of life. And what Christopher did is something that every American should be proud of. Because under that much duress, who knows who breaks when, where, or how. But how you did it, how you got it, just to walk to the Quebec border the way you did, with the holes in your shoes, falling and almost drowning in the river or creek or whatever it was. It just, you know, God was on your side. He pulled you out of there. He saved you from the water to get you to the other side. He gave you the typewriter to write this story. He made you part of the answer to this horrible, horrible problem. And for that, he shines on you. And people got to know it. They really have to know it. And that's what you find in this book, is perseverance, dedication, heartfelt love for humanity, the truth, and everything that you hold dear. I look, when we were kids, we watched these TV shows with superheroes. And it's a joke, because they're not real. But Christopher is real, and he survived these atrocities. And many other people, too. Maybe some of them will never see the light of day in these prisons again, and their stories will be lost. But it's a step in the right direction to unlock those doors. Free those souls. Free that knowledge. Release the truth, so that we can unshackle ourselves. And for that, Christopher, you know, like I say, reading your book, I've been in your soul. And that's all I can say is you've got one beautiful soul. And we wish every happiness for you, your new wife, your children, and your life, that you will be prosperous, successful, and that you will be leading a wave of change across this country for writing this book so that we can fix it. In German, sometimes I was mucking around, I don't know how accurate it is, but I found some words called alles berechtigen, all set right, as a family motto. I just picked one out of the air. And we have to set it right. It has to be our duty. And you've made it your duty. And for that, we commend you. And I think full Power Hour audience, I ask you to pray for him, that he has success, happiness, and love from anyone who knows about what has happened here, and that you spread the message. Please do. Christopher, what else can you tell us about this evidence or Dealey Plaza, where only got a few minutes left, and maybe we'll have to have you back again in January or something to get into the meat and bones about the assassination or something again. But what do you have for some closing remarks?
Well, let's do this, George. First of all, I'd like to say that that's one of the nicest, kindest things I've ever heard anyone say, and for someone like myself, that's greatly appreciated. But I want to get back to the points. The points are, if you want to understand a lot of this information, please just pick up the book on Amazon, or cmfulton.com is our website. You can do that, and I'll sign a book to you or to someone that you care about or cares about the nation or this story. I wrote this story not in any way to glorify myself. I wrote this story to help the people understand what has been kept hidden and what still remains hidden. And I paid a very high price for that. Most of the people that I was associated with this story have died for this to come out. One of the other things I want to say very quickly, I'm asking the people of the United States to not fall for the agenda that's being put in place. Do not fall for the what's been planned for us to go to a civil war in this country, or to us to be pacified in so many ways by this infomercial that comes on between the Democrats and Republicans. We have to stand together as Americans. In a republic or democracy, we're going to have different opinions, but we can agree to be Americans together, and that our republic, the ideas of what we are founded on and who we are as people, is crucial. And if we don't stand together, we will lose this country, because the plans are in place right now that if we cannot take care of our own house and the weapons of war that we have, we're going to have foreign powers come in and take over the United States. This is the plans right now. And so if that happens, the globalists get their agenda. We go more towards a one world government, one control, because they do not believe independent states or independent nations have the ability to resolve problems at this level any further. We're overpopulated, too many problems, and these problems have been caused by them, not us, by them. The leaders that are in place, we have good people in the intelligence service and the military and all these other institutions, but it's the people at the top that provide, whether we're going to war, whether we have peace, whether we have prosperity, whether we have a feeling of goodness and humanity, or whether we don't. And it's these individuals that are making these choices. So we have to stand united on this. We have to go back to the original concept of the founding of the United States. And we have to say to ourselves, who do we want to be? How do we want to represent ourselves to the world? Government and these people that are representing us no longer represent us. And that we are not going to be taken over by foreign entities or powers that are going to have a one world government and enslave us to technology and to weed us out like animals. This is not acceptable. And I do not want to see this happen in my lifetime. And I do not want to see this for my children or for your children. And for us to take action on this immediately. This is what's important. And if President Kennedy was here and alive right now, this is what he'd be saying right now.
Indeed, indeed. In Scripture it says, all men are my brothers. And God has chosen well to give this nation Christopher as your brother. And don't let him down. Hear what he has to say. He met John Jr. He was going to be part of an article in George Magazine to take this to the next step to correct these errors And even though George was taken from, or George Magazine is gone and John Jr. is taken from us, we can still do it. It just takes our resolve and our initiative not to fall sucker or victim to these evil entities that are basically building the Antichrist state and are agents of that power. You see them, it's easy to discern them. The more you learn, the easier it is to see them. And it's easy to see who the saints truly are, too. And they don't come with the giant egos that you can't fit through the door, that's for sure. And, well, that's all I can say is, you know, get this book. There's other books, too, Moonrock Books, as I understand it, was under a lot of pressure and strain. If you're going to do something to buy a gift, if you can't put the WikiLeaks dump on under Mr. Trump's Christmas tree, then at least support some of these authors that are doing other sorts of dumps to tell us what's really happened in our history and how we're being used and abused and basically forced into like psychological warfare from an enemy rogue agent or nation attacking the very foundations of everything we hold dear. And this is the war, this is the battle. Alex Jones calls it the info war. Good name for it, really. And it is a struggle that we have to win. And if we do not win it, I don't even want to think about what the world will be like. And I think we can. Jesus said, and I believe him very, very heartily, he said, don't look at your enemy that he has so much and you have so little. I'll give you what you need. And part of what we need is these truths and the people who will stand by these truths. And we can be the Davids that slay Goliath. It's not so much the shot heard around the world. It might be the stone. And the stones may have words written on them that tell us the truth. We don't even have to throw them at the enemy. We just have to read them out loud with conviction. And we're liberated. So if you're going to do something in the holiday season as it approaches, do something like that. You get together with your families, play this recording of this show, download it or buy a CD, buy the book, and change it. Change it back to the way it was before. Turn the car around in Dealey Plaza and drive out free. Christopher, the nation owes you a great debt. I wish I could write the check and pay it. God bless you for everything, and thank you for coming to Power Hour Nation.
Thank you for having me on, George. I appreciate that.
And people, good luck to you. Say your prayers. We'll get out of this. I know we will. In God's hands. Until the next time, I'm George Freund from Canada.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.